Smoker Shock. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. If you haven't yet seen the FDA's new in-your-face smoking labels, you will pretty soon. There's a man with smoke coming out of his tracheotomy, a healthy lung side-by-side with a diseased lung, a close-up of a cancerous mouth, and a corpse with the medical examiner's stitches running down his torso. And I've already heard smokers slamming these labels as another example of a government agency run amok. But you know, actually, it's just the opposite. It is one of the few times the government has actually tried to untax the only remaining group of people who willingly pay some of the highest sales taxes in the history of taxation. Federal and state governments collected $33 billion in tobacco taxes just last year. In fact, there's a kiosk at New York's Penn Station where smokers actually pay $14.50 for a pack of Marlboros. What does it take to get through to these people? Well, actually, there is one image they left out. An image even more shocking than the ones they picked, because you realize that besides being addictive and deadly, besides causing lung disease and heart disease, studies also show that smoking inhibits male performance, as in impotence. It affects the blood flow in the lower regions, which is, of course, crucial when you and your wife find yourself in adjoining outdoor bathtubs giving each other that special look. So if you want a graphic that would really hammer the message home, you know what I'm thinking about. Yes. A really dejected-looking Miss January outdoors in the bathtub. Or an underwear shot where you don't notice anything. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.